Well, in this video from Deuteronomy of Connecting Faith to Business and Life, I've called this one, it's a journey, not a destination. So many people think when they start a business, they've arrived, or they've finished school, they've arrived, or they've started a church, they've arrived, or they've just got married, they've arrived. No, the journey has just started. We've got a lot of learning. You'll never have everything in place. You'll never know everything to move forward. And you've got to start at some point in time. And, you know, Moses, who was leading the people out of slavery in Egypt and through the desert for those 40 years, never made it to the promised land. But he led them all the way and he took them on that journey. You see, as we start a business and we grow it and we're sowing into people, we're building that business and we may be building it for our family or for other people, we may never see the final results of where God's taking us. We may depart off this world and not see our staff or our kids succeed or the business go to where we envisioned it would go. But when you go, don't leave anything on the table. Make sure you've given it every chance to succeed, to prosper, and don't leave it with the problems that are going to bury it or create an issue. Too many people will sell a business or actually eventually pass away, and they leave so many issues or encumbrances that make it very difficult for that business to go forward. And when we get to chapter 34, verse 7, it says Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes were not dim, nor was his natural vigor diminished. He finished well. Yes, he had his ups and downs. Yes, he made mistakes. Yes, he was disobedient. But in the end, he got his act together and he followed the plan and obedience to God and took the people right on the edge of the promised land to the success. And we need to be able to take our business and our churches right, you know, to the journey. We might not be the one to finally take people through and break through, but man, we should be doing our best to make sure we've finished the race. As Apostle Paul said, I've finished the race, I've run the course. And he didn't leave anything there on the table. He made sure he did it to the best of his ability to those to be able to succeed. And I'm finishing this video with the words, will you finish well? That's the challenge for you. Are you going to finish well and leave a legacy for your family, for those that are in the business, for those in your congregation if you're a pastor?